the senior senator from the state of New York, Jacob K. Javits.
It's shocking to realize how much segregated housing still exists in this country, even in much housing paid for by public funds, where white and Negro are not allowed to live side by side. 2 years ago, President Kennedy promised to end segregated housing by executive order with a stroke of the pen, he said. Well, as we all know, nothing has happened yet. The president promised, even threatened. But there's been no stroke of the pen, and your taxes still continue to help build segregated housing. We need federal laws, not just to end discrimination in housing, but in employment, in hospitals, in schools. For 16 years, I fought for such federal laws, and as long as I'm in the United States Senate, I'll continue the fight. This nation cannot call itself a true democracy until the rights of every citizen are guaranteed by law.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits. The senior senator from the state of New York, Jacob K. Javits.
It's no news to anybody that, for the most part, American Negroes are forced to live in the most run-down and depressing parts of our cities. Now, what makes this even worse is that the schools in these districts tend to become just as inadequate as the housing, so that Negro children stand less and less chance of getting the kind of education that could lift them out of this situation. I believe that we must develop and support more low-cost public and moderate-income housing. I think we should have better ways to take care of people who are displaced by urban renewal. And as for the schools, can you look inside some of these beaten, decrepit buildings and still believe that the federal government shouldn't give aid? As your senator, I'll have special legislation for these purposes and remain committed to fight for federal aid to education and federal support for low-cost public and moderate-income housing.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
Do you think that a Negro can get any job he's qualified for? Now you know and I know that he can't. Thousands of firms won't hire a man just because of his color. And then there are businesses that tell you they don't discriminate. They say we hire many Negroes. Take a look for yourself. Well, you look and you see Negroes all right, but you don't see them promoted to the higher positions. Even some unions and apprenticeship programs are not yet free from segregation and discrimination. I think discrimination in employment should be against federal law. Ever since I've been in government, I fought for an FEPC, and I've introduced bills for that purpose. I'll continue to fight for these laws in the Senate for as long as any American is denied the right to make a decent living just because he's a Negro. That's something that I do not feel that we can afford on the national level, and I'll fight to correct it.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
It's more evident every day that this nation must take the initiative in foreign affairs. Instead of a country that acts, we react. Take the Berlin Wall. It went up overnight, and there it was. The Russians acted and left us wondering how to react. Take Cuba. We woke up one morning to find Russian arms 90 miles off Florida. Once again, we were left to react. There were things we could have done in Berlin long before the wall went up. We could have formally sought to incorporate West Berlin in the German Federal Republic and given the West Berliners a great psychological boost, but we didn't. Through NATO, we could have sought a trade embargo on East Germany and let the Russians react for a change. As for Cuba, since the invasion failure, we've done little to undermine Castro. The United States has principles and programs it would like to affect. Let's act instead of waiting to see what the Soviet Union will do next.
This message brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
If we don't enact major programs of federal aid to schools, we're sentencing millions of young people to a second-class education. This can have grave consequences, for our future depends on the quality of education we give our young. As a member of the Senate Subcommittee on Education, I've sponsored legislation for federal aid to construct teaching facilities and to allow communities to decide for themselves how to use these funds, whether for new schools, administration, or for higher teacher salaries, whichever they need most. I've co-sponsored the National Defense Education Act, which established science fellowships. I've worked for federal aid to vocational training. Most communities can't levy enough local taxes to meet their own educational needs. The federal government must help at the primary, at the secondary, and at the higher education level.
This message brought to you by Independent Voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Javits. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
It seems to me that we can never have lasting peace as long as any nation is the victim of tyranny. If communism tries to make inroads by subversion, aggression, or intimidation, we must meet it with strength. This means that in Berlin we must continue to support democratic aspirations in the face of unremitting Soviet pressures. In Cuba, we must act with determination if we're to show South and Central America that communism has no future in this hemisphere. We must also oppose Red China's admission, so long as it acts like an outlaw nation. We must, it seems to me, show our responsibility to help the newly developing nations. Many of these new nations are poised between communism and freedom, and our aid can spell the difference. Let's back up our ideals, and let's use our resources to gain peace and freedom.
This message brought to you by Independent Voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Javits. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
If we're to win the struggle against communism, our people must have a decent and ever-improving standard of living. I've worked for this throughout my public life. In fact, the New York Times has called me the minimum wage specialist of the Senate. As a member of the Labor and Public Welfare Committee, I've helped write bills not only to raise the minimum wage, but to bring more people under that law. I've sponsored legislation to extend unemployment insurance benefits, and I'm proud to have co-sponsored the Area Redevelopment Act to help economically depressed areas, including many in our state. My support for labor is a matter of record, but much remains to be done. There is still discrimination in employment against older workers, against minorities, and against women. I will work for laws to end these abuses and any others which stain the dignity of labor.
This message brought to you by Independent Voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits. New York Senior Senator Jacob K. Javits.
With the steady demands of crisis in Berlin, Cuba, or Mississippi, with the growing needs of this nation in housing, education, and health, it would be easy enough to forget the growing demand in America for cultural expression. But we cannot, and those of us in positions of authority bear the first responsibility. I believe that a senator from New York must do his part. Therefore, I sponsored the law which allows the free importation of works of modern art into this country. I sponsored legislation for the establishment of a U.S. National Arts Foundation to get support to the nonprofit performing and visual arts. My bill to eliminate federal admissions taxes on performances in nonprofit theaters, including the New York City Center, has become law. We must look forward to a day when no really populated place in the USA is culturally starved.
This message brought to you by Independent Voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits. The senior senator from the state of New York, Jacob K. Javits.
My colleagues in the Senate constantly ask me, Javits, why are you so preoccupied with housing? Well, maybe it's because I grew up in an East Side tenement. Or maybe it's because I believe that if you want a child to be a good citizen, better be sure he's got a decent place to live. As a senator, I am proud to have helped write the Housing Acts of 1959 and 61. It's through such laws that government and private enterprise now work together to provide more moderate income housing. I've also sponsored legislation to pay more of the costs for relocating families and for low interest loans for displaced small businesses. Sure, I'm preoccupied with housing, and I'll remain so until every American has a decent place to live at a rent or price he can afford to pay.
This message brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. On November 6th, re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits.
Mention tax cuts and everybody perks up. Do you think a tax cut would help the nation's economy? This is what Senator Javits thinks.
Last August, I urged the president to ask for a $5.5 billion incentive tax cut. Leading economists in the nation agreed it was needed to stimulate our lagging economy. After weeks of indecision, the president adopted an attitude of, let's wait and see. Well, we have waited, And as far as I can see, the economy is still lagging. We need an incentive tax cut to give low and middle-income families more money to spend and to encourage business expansion. I think the president should outline a new tax program now so Congress can get to work on it early next session. If reelected, I'll work for an incentive tax cut as the most effective way to breathe more life into our economy.
This message brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. On November 6th, reelect Governor Nelson Rockefeller and Senator Jacob K. Javits. What do you think this country should do about helping the aging pay for their hospital bills and doctor bills? This is what Senator Jacob K. Javits thinks.
One great failure of this last Congress was the narrow defeat of a federal program of medical care for the aging. This is the bill, the bipartisan Anderson-Javits bill, which lost by just 4 votes. I'm proud to be co-author of it. It's a good bill, benefiting everyone over 65, not only those covered by Social Security. It gives people the freedom of choice to participate in private medical plans if they prefer, with some government aid to meet the cost. This bill may have been beaten once, but it's not dead. The elderly need such a program, and also the young, who often have to support the elderly. If reelected to the Senate, I'll lead the fight again to make the Anderson-Javits bill law.
This message brought to you by Independent Voters for Javits, who urge you to reelect Senator Jacob K. Javits on November 6th. New York Senior Senator Jacob K. Javits.
I'm a Republican for these reasons. One, I think we understand the private economic system better than the Democrats, and I can't see freedom without a strong private economic system. And so when the president beat the devil out of the steel companies, I think they were wrong in raising their prices, but I think he was just as wrong in using the machinery of government to coerce them, and I fought bitterly against it. When it came to the communication satellite bill, where I felt we finally had a partnership between government and business, I was all for it, though the quote liberal unquote point of view was the other way. And the second thing that makes me an ardent Republican is Abraham Lincoln. I'm for civil rights, I'm against Southern segregation, I'm against the Southern segregationist wing in my party. I couldn't be anything but a Republican.
This message brought to you by Independent Voters for Javits, who urge you to re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits on November 6th. What do you think should be done when some of our people seek to deprive others of their civil rights? This is what Senator Jacob K. Javits thinks.
It's very hard to reason on civil rights with Americans who've been schooled in hatred, but we can't stop trying as long as other Americans are the victims of injustice, abuse, and indignity. Sure, we've been making some progress, but so much more needs to be done, and we need federal laws to maintain order, to bring about desegregation in the public schools, to prevent discrimination in federally aided hospitals, to outlaw discrimination in employment. I've sponsored bills to accomplish these objectives, and I fought hard to curb the power of the filibuster, which is used to defeat them. As long as I'm in the United States Senate, I'll never relent until equal opportunity under the Constitution is a reality for all Americans.
This message brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. On November 6th, re-elect Governor Nelson Rockefeller and Senator Jacob K. Javits. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York is running for re-election to the United States Senate. This is what he believes.
I would like to ask you, in the light of the Cuban situation, do you think our position in Berlin will become tougher?
I think our people have to expect another crisis somewhere. That is the way of the communists. They will react somewhere, perhaps in Berlin. Berlin seems to be a place where they're most likely to react. But I think the American people will stand up to that with the same determination that they're standing up to Cuba. It's going to be tougher in the sense that that's not a place where people are as emotionally involved as they are in Cuba. But nonetheless, I believe that our people will stand up to it with the same determination, knowing that whereas Cuba means the fate of the Western Hemisphere in terms of freedom, Berlin means the fate of Europe, which is equally important to our security.
This message brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits.
Standing with him for re-election is Senator Jacob Javits, another old friend. His record as representative and senator in the 14 years I have known him since I first voted for him as my congressman in 1948 has been distinguished by his uncompromising championship of two hallmarks of our system: equal opportunity for all and the preservation and strengthening of competitive enterprise. His integrity and unselfish dedication to his state and to his nation are not questioned by any.
This was a paid political announcement brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. On November 6th, re-elect Governor Nelson Rockefeller and Senator Jacob K. Javits.